There are only three rules for the 10,000-mile Mongol car rally from London to Mongolia. Cars have to be, well, crappy. No support teams because when, not if, but when you break down, you will meet locals, a good thing. And you have to help save the world, raise money for the rally's environmental charity. 20-year-old Amherst College student David Lander will soon hit the road in the rally with three friends, and he joins us in the studio. And David, does your mother know you're doing this?
She does. She actually pitched it to me. She thought this was a cool idea for me to maybe do.
Really? Because we've been on the website reading about how if you break down in Tajikistan and you call rally headquarters, you will be met with a snort of derision and a click of the receiver. They won't help you.
No, they won't. They want you to kind of find out for yourself, talk to people, and get someone else to help you.
Okay. Well, let's go through where you're going. What's the route?
So we start in London, go through Belgium, through Germany, Austria, Hungary, and then down through the Balkans through Croatia and Albania, Montenegro. And then eventually we'll cut across Turkey to Georgia and Azerbaijan, where we'll be taking a ferry across the Caspian Sea. And then from there, it's up through Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan and Kazakhstan, and then briefly through Russia, and then a long 5-day journey across the steppes of Mongolia.
Do you speak any second languages?
Sadly, only Spanish. So,
which will not come in handy.
We will not go through Spain.
Well, so why are you doing this?
There's three kind of main reasons. The first is definitely that this is just an epic adventure for us. The second is because along the way, you're going to meet people in 20 different countries and be able to play pickup soccer with them and just talk with people who wouldn't have had a chance to talk to. And then the third, of course, is we're raising a ton of money for a charity that we all feel strongly about, Street Football World.
Street Football World is the one you support. You're also supporting the Mongol Rally's Cool Earth environmental charity, so you're doing both there. And I understand you're stopping along the way to visit some of the recipients of the funds from the soccer?
Yes. We've gotten donations of soccer balls and soccer gear that we'll be bringing along the way, and we'll stop in Sarajevo and Tbilisi, Georgia, and we'll be able to meet with the organizations there, hopefully play soccer with them and find out what they do.
How long is this going to take?
So we're planning for 34 days. The hope is to make it to Ulan-Ude, Siberia for our flight home on August 15th.
And good luck, because the way they talk about this on the website, your chances of coming through unscathed in any way are slim to none. I mean, you know, people are injured. One traveler died driving through Iran. Do you have a plan for if your car breaks down?
So luckily, the fourth member, Sam, spent this summer working in mechanic shops.
Uh-huh.
So he will be our savior, hopefully, getting us out of kind of those kind of main problems. But I'm actually not too worried about the car breaking down. My three main worries are this ferry in Baku leaves only when it's full. So we could be stuck there for 5 days waiting for it to fill. In Turkmenistan, we could be pulled over for having too dirty of a car because it's illegal to drive a dirty car in Ashgabat. Mm-hmm. And then running out of gas possibly in Mongolia because it's so disparate where we can mm-hmm. pick up gas.
And what kind of car is it? It has to be a really lousy one with an engine of 1 liter or smaller.
Yes. So we just purchased our Suzuki wagon, which when we arrive in London, we're converting it into a giant oversized soccer ball that we're painting it to.
Well, so there you are, a soccer ball filled with four young Americans rolling through, you know, parts of Russia and China. Look, young people have backpacked forever. And maybe I'm expressing some of the concerns that people who no longer do that backpacking express, you know. And this is a different time than let's say, 60s, 70s, even 80s. This is a time of ISIS and terrorism. There's fears of jihadi inroads in one of the stands that you're going to, I think, Kyrgyzstan.
Kyrgyzstan, yeah. Tajikistan is the one that's had more worries, but it's definitely, there's been worries of kind of it seeping into Kyrgyzstan also.
Yeah. And do you have those worries?
Along the way, as we've kind of planned our route and really made decisions about this trip, we've been very attuned to the news and kind of what the worries are in many of these regions. We're printing out these sheets that will be in every language, kind of a memo of we're doing this for soccer, we're doing this for a charity, and we're doing this just for an adventure that hopefully they will be able to, if we ran into trouble, we give them this to someone and they'll be able to read it and kind of understand our mission here.
What are the things that you are excitedly anticipating?
Through Uzbekistan, there's these old Silk Road fortresses that have been there forever that it would be incredible to see. But then the craziest one is this one in Turkmenistan, which is in this desert in Turkmenistan where it's called the Door to Hell. Mm-hmm. And it's this gas crater that was found in 1970 by the Soviets, and they tried to mine it. It collapsed into a crater, releasing gas, and the scientists decided to light it on fire to let it burn off in a couple weeks. It's been burning for 40 years now. So there's just this massive crater on fire in the middle of the desert in Turkmenistan.
Well, now we know several people who are embarking on these kinds of adventures this summer. We're keeping in touch with a woman who's paddling across the Atlantic. May we keep in touch with you?
I would love to keep in touch along the way if we can.
Good. Just don't ask for help, because there's nothing we can do. That's David Lander, 20-year-old Amherst College student, who along with three friends is going to participate in the Mongol Adventure Rally, driving from London to Mongolia in July. David, thanks.
Thank you so much.